Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
We're in a brand new studio. We're going to go live right now. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and there are times when I come on the air and you may hear me slightly delay when I tell you how long I'm going to be on the air because we're doing a number of shows now, and sometimes the show ranges from 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and then 2 hours. So I have to look at a different screen to tell me how long we're on the air for a particular show. So I do apologize for that. I want to do some housekeeping before we get started. We're also waiting for my co-host to join us this evening. We have a featured guest for you tonight, and she's going to be speaking with us about tonight's topic. My housekeeping includes, I have a book out there called After the Passion, Now What? It's about 10 chapters, 10 chapters on relationships, a very exciting book. You will definitely not want to miss out on that book. So you can certainly contact us for information on how to get that book. You can go to my website, drjessewalker.com, drjessewalkerinc.com, or Dr. J. Walker, the letter J, walker.com. We are also doing the Friday night shows. Tomorrow night we've got a great topic for you, 7 o'clock. That show is going to be 90 minutes. And then next Saturday we're doing the from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. we're doing the Divine International Divine Intervention Day. That's where we petition God to intervene into the affairs of man, into the affairs of humanity, because I just feel that we're not getting it right. And we need God to intervene into our affairs to in such a way that we will know that it's God that's doing that. Okay, so tonight you're joining us. Tonight is Thanksgiving. I want to say to everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving. We're so happy that you all are listening under the sound of my voice. And I say to all of those that celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. And those that are maybe somewhat offended in the way, say happy holidays. I like saying happy Thanksgiving, but that's what our show is going to be tonight. Why do some people say happy holidays as opposed to saying happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas? That's our topic tonight, and we're joined by one of my co-hosts for the evening, and that is Miss Monica. Let's bring her in now as we wait for the other co-host to join us. Ms. Monica, it's so good to have you this evening and welcome. I certainly hope that you had a very pleasant day. Talk to me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. I'm so happy to be on the program this evening to share with our colleagues in giving thanks, you know, unto the Lord, because God is good and we just can't stop thanking him for all of his goodness and his blessings. I'm so happy to be with you tonight.
Well, we're so happy to have you, Ms. Monica, on the show tonight. And we're certainly looking forward to your contribution to tonight's broadcast as we proceed with our program. Further housekeeping is that we've got the show planned for tonight. We also have tomorrow night's show. which is going to be powerful. It's about testimonies and praise and giving thanks. It's about testimony and praise and thanksgiving. So you don't want to miss out on that show either. So please join us for tomorrow night's broadcast. I'm going to go ahead at this time and introduce our featured guest. We're still waiting for Ms. Cross to join us, and perhaps she's eating so much turkey that it slipped her mind to call in. But let's go ahead and introduce our featured guest. Well, here's Ms. Cross now. She's joining us now. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Perhaps you ate so much turkey or something that it slipped your mind.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving. No, actually, still here gathered with family. But I definitely didn't want to miss out the opportunity to be with you guys tonight. So I'm actually doing well. As Dr. Walker said, I'm Camila Cross. I am the co-host of this amazing show. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. So I do provide therapeutic services, and I'm also a certified anger management specialist. So I do offer services there as well. So my company is Your Worth LLC. So I know I'm running a little late. I don't want to take away too much from the show. So there's my intro.
Okay, excellent. And if people want to get in touch with you, Ms. Cross, how do they do that?
Well, most definitely. If you guys are interested in services, you can definitely call me at 954-825-8500. You can visit my website at www.yourworthispriceless.com. We're doing a little revamping of the website, but you can definitely reach out to me and leave a message as well.
Okay, excellent. All right, excellent. Also, one final housekeeping note for now, and that is, this is big news. It's big news. But first, let me say this part. We offer a weekly subscription, That's how we are starting to support this mission that I'm doing. We sell the weekly subscription. It's only $2.49, $2.50 a week, and it's $10 a month or a minimum 3 months, so that's $30 every 3 months. And you get a brand new story inspired by true events. The names, of course, are changed to protect the innocent, but you get a brand new story inspired by true events, and you don't want to miss that. You really don't. And, in fact, everyone who subscribes, I want you to know now that we started this back in June. Last year, this time of year, God gave me the vision to launch my weekly subscriptions. And I can fast forward and I can tell you that when God gives you an assignment, you must carry it through. As of this Thanksgiving, we were able to collaborate with Divine Empowerment Ministries, Inc., under the leadership of Pastor Sophia Howard out of Miami, Florida. We were able to collaborate with her, same as we did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we collaborated with her and another organization as well. 2 years ago, we gave away over 50 turkeys into the at-risk or disadvantaged communities. And the people were so excited. And this year we came together again, and we were able to give out 15 vouchers, 15 gift cards, and they were valued at over $20 each. And I can assure you, that the people are going to be very satisfied. We gave away 15 yesterday, and we went to my first time meeting the owner of a station, 105, I don't even remember the name of the station, but it's 104.5. It's called The Flame. The Flame. That's what it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Flame is one of the most popular stations in Port St. Lucie, I'm told. And they have a worldwide listenership. So when I went there, it just so happened it was 2:09 p.m. And I called the station because I was trying to figure out how are we going to get these. We had all of these vouchers, and I needed to get them out because I promised you all, my subscribers, that we were going to get these to people that were in need. And someone recommended, why don't you contact the radio station? I didn't even know where it was. And just so happened, I called, and the owner answered the phone, and she said, I told her who I was, and she said that, Dr. Walker, since I'm with the Dr. Jesse Walker show, She said, if you can get here before 3 o'clock, well, I don't even know where the place is. And it was 2:09. By the time she and I hung up the phone, it was 2:15. So I had 45 minutes. And let me tell you, God worked it out. I didn't even have the vouchers in my hand, the gift cards. So I had to go to the store and get them. And I was able to go to Publix, pick up these vouchers, just so happened they had enough. And I was able to make it, pick up someone else to take me to find where the radio station was. Because we're in a brand new studio coming to you all tonight. A brand new studio from North Florida. And it's like, this is incredible. It's almost an echo of the place that's so big. And so I had to find my way. And I want you to know that because of you, the subscribers, remember I promised you that a percentage of your proceeds will go back into the community. And I'm going to do that always because I made that pact with God. And I will match another percent. I will match that percentage that my company puts out there. And that means it's double that goes back out there. So I'm not making it about me, but I'm making it about the community. And I want to thank each and every one of you all who have subscribed and who is a part of this program. And let me bring in Monica just for a second before we introduce our featured guest. We're already a quarter of the way through tonight's program. Monica, let me bring you in and ask, you're one of our subscribers. How does that make you feel to know that a percentage of the money that you use to subscribe to this newsletter every week is going back into helping the community?
And Dr. Walker, my reason for loving this program, because it really helps me to realize the dreams that I had since I was a little girl, and it's to reach out to my community. It's always my desire to be a missionary, and this is why I really love this show, because it really helps me to go right back to what I've always wanted to do. And it's truly this I am motivated, I'm encouraged, and that's why 2 weeks ago I could have said that I have found what I love to do in life. Absolutely. To know that you're contributing to something that is helping your community. It's one of my dream and my desire, and it makes me feel like I'm doing what I'm fulfilling my purpose in life.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so very much for your contribution. All of you all that contribute, we thank you so much. At this time, without further delay, we're a quarter into the program, and we haven't even got to the particulars tonight. So, having said that about the subscription, it's still time that you can subscribe. It's only, once again, $2.50 a week. And just to know that a percentage of your proceeds goes back. See, you may say, well, $2.50 is not a lot. What can that do for the community? But when you've got a number of people giving theirs as well, subscribing, and they're getting something back, and legally we don't owe you all anything except the subscription every week, but I decided, because I made the pact with God, that we're going to take a portion of these funds to go back into the community. We're not a nonprofit organization. I'm not a nonprofit. We're a for-profit organization, but I just didn't want it to be about, you know, my company making all the money. I wanted it to be about the company brings in revenue. I will match that revenue to go into the community. All right, let's go ahead and bring in our featured guest for the evening, Ms. Bev. Ms. Bev is going to be joining us from South Florida. And I'm going to let her introduce herself. Ms. Bev Simmons. Go ahead, Ms. Bev.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Ms. Cross, yes, we can. Ms. Cross, go ahead and Ms. Monica, welcome our featured guest for the evening, Ms. Bev.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome, Ms.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Walker for inviting me to be with everyone this hour. Ms. Cross and Monica, hello to you. And so the topic for tonight is, why do some people hesitate to say happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas during the these special times of the year. And
right,
one of the reasons we think this is because many times people don't want to offend others. So that would be one of my responses to that.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by before you give another response, Ms. Bev. And we're going to ask you to just stand by. We've got a story that we're going to read, and it will give you enough time to even, you know, reiterate the first response that you gave once again, because you said something that was key that you're going to also find in tonight's story. And just before I go any further, I want to take one opportunity to also wish one of the individuals that come on our radio broadcast faithfully. Ms. Arrington, I understand, was hospitalized, and I just want to send her well wishes out there and hope that she has a speedy recovery. She's very near and dear to my heart, Ms. Arrington, and many of you all may have heard her over the radio broadcast. I just want to send well wishes to her, let her know that she's in our thoughts and our prayers, and I look forward to her being back with us either next Friday night or next Saturday for the International Divine Intervention Day. She is a key component to this establishment, so we're sending her well wishes. All right, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. I've got to get to the story tonight, and they're threatening me over here already because I've taken up a lot of time. Nobody's fault but mine. Tonight's characters in tonight's story, why do people wish you a happy holiday as opposed to happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas, as Ms. Bev, our featured guest, said? Earl and Edith, these are our characters. They're both 21 years of age, have now been married for less than 3 months. They dated for 2 years as they met in their junior year of college. They both grew up in religious families that celebrate select holidays, particularly Thanksgiving and Christmas. Prior to getting married, neither of them thought much about the words or phrases that some people would use in terms of wishing others well during the upcoming holiday or the holiday season for that matter. In fact, Earl and Edith grew up in families that would often utter the words Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. Now, during their growing up years, neither of their parents would make an issue out of how people wished wellness or happiness upon anyone during any of the holiday seasons. Now that Earl and Edith have respected professions, they're finding difficulty in the workplace with some of their coworkers who take offense to wishing them a Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas for that matter. And that's what Ms. Bell was saying tonight, that people are offended. During recent discussions at home on this issue, they are puzzled and trying to understand the offense behind any of the concerns that some of their coworkers are having. As it stands for Earl and Edith, they feel a lot more comfortable in relating their best wishes and addressing the holiday seasons the way that they grew up. Their intent is not to offend anyone. However, they also believe that people should also respect their views as well. Unfortunately, this issue is causing more confusion than anything, as it appears no one has the answers except be careful not to offend anyone. Be careful not to offend anyone. And that's what Ms. Bev was starting out saying. People can be offensive. So, Ms. Cross, let me go to you first and ask this question. How can you offend someone when you don't have a clue when and if you are being offensive? I mean, they're confused now. They're 21 years of age, and they grew up saying Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. And now because of their coworkers being offended, I mean, help me out here to understand this.
You know, someone being offended really a lot of times is based on that person that's offended. So I think that even though it's not their intentions to offend their coworkers, you know, because overall if they're used to Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, it becomes common for you to say Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving. But all the coworkers I'm thinking need to say is, you know, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving or I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Kwanzaa. So you just say Happy Holidays. I think it's more general or it's, you know, I guess some people get, you know, offended easily. Well, I don't want to say that because that sounds a little biased. But some people get offended. No, but I think it's you know, you shouldn't – I wouldn't take it – you know, me personally would not have been to the point of being offended because they didn't know, you know. Now, they keep saying it or keep trying to push their religion or their views on them. That's another story.
Okay. All right, Ms. Fox, we're going to actually stand by. Let's bring in, before we go to you, Monica, we're going to bring in Ms. Bev again. And Ms. Bev, you mentioned in your first response, read that response to us again or give us that response again. Why do people, you know, don't want to be wished Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas? What was that response again? Ms. Bev. All right, while she's coming on, let me go to Monica. Let me bring you back on and ask you, Monica, what are your thoughts on when somebody says, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, or I'm offended? Just like Ms. Cross has said, that somebody might say, well, I don't celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Kwanzaa. What should your thought be then? What if you never heard of Kwanzaa?
Everyone is entitled to their opinion. And a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned something about humility that really stuck with me. Every day, even today, I was talking about it extensively. You know, we have to humble ourselves and respect people for who they are and be humble to the point that you are able to be teachable, you know, to be a witness and to be a witness not only to teach but also not only to learn but also to teach. So if we humble ourselves, we can respect people for who they are, for what they believe in, and then, you know, you might have an opportunity to share the truth, you know, that you know. But everyone is entitled to their own opinion until that moment where, you know, truth will be the moment of silence will be broken. But I think we should be humble enough to listen to people and to give them a chance to express, you know, why they believe the way they believe or why they do the things they do.
Okay, yes, I understand that, Monica, what you're saying, but then you say there will be a time when truth is revealed. But then whose truth are we talking about? When you say truth, I mean, we don't want to impose. You said that everybody has is entitled to their beliefs. And if that's the case, then it shouldn't be our position to try to persuade. If someone says, like Ms. Cross said, and Ms. Bev said earlier, if someone is offended by saying Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving, then shouldn't we just respect that? And if they say Kwanzaa, I celebrate Kwanzaa, should we just say Happy Kwanzaa? Or should we say anything? What do you say if you're not even familiar with that? That's the question.
You know, Dr. Walker, I really had this feeling while I was speaking that you were I agree. I mean, I don't understand the term quantum that you've used, but you said whose belief, because, you know, there are a lot of truths around, but there is absolutely one truth that will set us free eventually. Like, you know, today is Thanksgiving, and I don't have a problem sharing with those who celebrate Thanksgiving in celebrating mm-hmm. with them. But I know there will come a time, in a point in life for everyone, when everyone has to learn the real truth that will set us free. And I do not want to be a hindrance, you know, for when that moment comes to share that moment of truth, because eventually we all want to be free, and that is the truth of God. And that's why David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his truth endureth forever.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you know, Kwanzaa, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, why do some people say Happy Thanksgiving? I mean, they say Happy Holidays as opposed to Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas, if you're just joining us. And I'd like to get your comments. You can press 1. And if you're just joining us, we have Earl and Edith. They're a couple that's been married for less than 3 months. They're both 21 years of age, and they grew up in religious families. They grew up saying Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. And it turns out that on their respective jobs, the people are offended. Some of the people are offended when they say Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. And because they don't celebrate, some of them don't celebrate it like that. And so tonight we're wondering, why do some people, in your opinion, we want to know your thoughts. And Kwanzaa, in case some of you are not familiar, Kwanzaa is Afrocentric celebration that celebrated for several days. And Ms. Cross will probably give us a little bit more on that, or some of you all who want to touch on that as well. But Kwanzaa is basically Afrocentric. And then a lot of the holidays you all may not be familiar with perhaps came from Eurocentric practices. So I encourage everyone to look at some of the history behind these celebrations. And Thanksgiving talks about the pilgrims. But we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Bev, we're going to go to 305-733 momentarily. But we're going to go to Ms. Bev. Ms. Bev, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you now. We couldn't hear you earlier for some reason. I went to you and we couldn't get you. Ms. Bell, we were asking you to give that response that you gave. Go ahead.
Yes, I actually wanted to expand a little bit on what Ms. Cross was saying, or maybe go a little bit deeper by sharing a personal experience. I was talking with my 23-year-old son just yesterday, in fact, and we were talking about being able to put ourselves in other people's shoes, you know, the ability to...
Okay, Ms. Bell, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Not sure we got this studio. This is a brand new studio. We move every so often, but we've got noise coming from someone's ear. It sounds like they were using a microwave, but we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Bell, go ahead. I think we've muted them. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, but we were talking about, you know, being able to put themselves in other people's shoes and looking at the world from maybe the way other people might see it. And the conversation tonight just kind of took me there, because this is one of the things that, in my opinion, we could all benefit from, and that is learning to, or practicing, I should say, putting ourselves in other people's shoes. I mean, we can't actually do that, but we can practice. You know, we can make a habit of making an effort to understand where others are coming from, you know, how others may see something or feel about something, and even learn to ask questions to help us understand these things. And this, I think, is one of the reasons why people would become offended if someone said, well, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever it may be, you know. But if we were to stop and just maybe ask the question, well, why, instead of becoming offended, you know, or judging that person, I think it would be a lot more helpful.
Right. Right, and that's a good point that you mentioned, Ms. Bev. And but the thing that I might question with asking, are you saying ask that person, if I say to you, Happy Thanksgiving, Ms. Bev, and you say I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, and are you saying that it might be educational for me to ask you why you don't celebrate it?
Yes.
I believe
it might be.
Yeah, and see, I'm thinking that if the role were reversed and someone says to me, Happy Thanksgiving, I say, I'm sorry, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, or they say Merry Christmas, I say, I don't celebrate Christmas. And now you're going to ask me why. If you're not close enough to me, then that, excuse my bad language, that ain't your business. I just told you I don't celebrate it, and I don't be asking me. Ms. Bell, we're going to ask
you. I agree.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in here, because it's like, now you want to ask me why I don't celebrate it. You don't know me like that. Don't be asking me that stuff. Ms. Cross, talk to me here.
Well, I think it depends on the relationship. And, you know, it's like, because, you know, sometimes our coworkers, they're like coworkers, borderline friends. So
right.
I say borderline because, you know, friendship, that word is very heavy.
I know.
But, you know, if it's, you know, because the thing is sometimes our curiosity allows us to make assumptions. So I wouldn't really, you know, depending on the relationship, yeah, you might want to say, oh, okay, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, why not? And they might say,
okay.
Well, I just don't. Okay, and then, you know, you kind of think of what it is. Sometimes
right.
curiosity makes you assume, and then, like, you know, we don't, you know, so I get it. If we were close enough, I would probably ask why, too.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to South Florida. We're going to ask all of y'all to stand by. Let's go to 305-733. We got a lot of noise in your background, 305-733. I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, wait. Hello? Sorry, hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh,
we can hear you and all the noise you got in
I'm
the
sorry.
Background.
I have a noise.
We're
going to
come.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Sounds
can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Yes, yes. Who do we have with
okay.
us?
Okay, I have my headphones. Okay, Stephanie.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Stephanie,
hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving, or should I just say happy holidays to you, Stephanie? I mean, people are offended. I don't know what to say.
About what? About people saying happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas?
Yeah, tonight's topic is why do some people say happy holidays as opposed to Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. They say Happy Holidays. So if you've been following the show tonight, our story is about Earl and Edith, who on their
mm-hmm.
jobs, they say these things because they grew up saying Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas.
Right.
And they're finding they're 21 years of age, and it's confusing for them now because their coworkers, particularly the older ones, are saying to them, oh, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't celebrate Christmas. And, you know, they are reluctant in asking the baby boomer generation or somebody that's older than them, because they're only 21, why you don't celebrate it. Because if they were 21 and asking me, and I'm saying I don't celebrate it, don't be asking me that question. You don't know me like that. So, Stephanie, what do you think? Why do people say happy holidays as opposed to happy Thanksgiving, other than being offensive? I mean, why would they find that offensive?
But I
in
think
your
people
opinion.
Say it because that's what they're used to. I mean, just because you're not used to it or someone on your job is not used to it, that doesn't mean you have to be silent for them. You know, you don't
right.
have to get in their face and say happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas in their face. But if you say Merry Christmas and someone says, well, I don't celebrate Christmas, oh, well, then, okay. It's not like I'm standing there saying Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But if I say
okay.
Merry Christmas and you tell me I don't celebrate Christmas, then with all due respect, I'm not going to say it again to you. I'm not going
right.
to, but I'm not going to allow you to silence me to say it either
right.
because then now you're, just like you're thinking I'm infringing on you, you're infringing on me. And my,
okay.
my voice, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Stephanie.
You're infringing. Now you're infringing. Listen, I'm not trying to be a rebel here, but I just find that it's interesting how people want to for their own convenience impose their beliefs on you. But the minute you say I say, well, I'm a Buddha worshiping, and then all of a sudden you get quiet. But I didn't have anything. I didn't have an issue with you around here standing up for the flag or saluting the flag with your arm over your knowing good well you don't care. But
right,
I didn't have an issue with you. But my thing is, just like you have a voice, and you use
right.
your voice whenever you feel like,
right.
and then allow me to do so. You know, that's all
right.
I'm saying, Dr. Walker. I'm not
right.
I'm not trying to impose anything on you by saying, okay, you got to go out and purchase you a Christmas tree. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
right.
Merry Christmas. And if you don't say Merry Christmas back, then so be it. You don't even have to tell me
right.
that's not your belief. Because I think
right.
sometimes people just want you to, you know, they just become confrontational on their own, you know,
right.
without me even saying
right.
anything. Okay, I'm going, I'm gonna bring a little heat, but my goodness, you don't have to tell me that you don't celebrate Christmas. Like, what do you want me to do?
Okay. So Stephanie, I gotta ask you this question. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just so. You're making a lot of valid points here, and you're right. But they do the same thing with religion. And I heard you say,
yeah,
if you celebrate Buddha, then that's your choice. That's your free choice that,
yes,
God gave. So then why do we? Okay, Stephanie, they're telling me to stay on target, but I gotta ask this question because you brought this out there. You brought this up there. So then why do we have preachers? Why do we need preachers out there to say, well, you need to join this religion or that religion or the other one? Why can't people just figure that somebody made the sun and the moon and the stars, and let's just bow down to that?
Well, I don't believe that preachers are out there saying, oh, you got to join this religion and join that one. They're just telling you that you need a relationship with God. I think that's what they're saying. I think people take it and screw it all up themselves.
Okay.
You know, nobody ever told me that I need to join this religion and that religion. They just said you need a personal relationship with God, and that's it.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, well, I have heard people say you need to join this religion. I have heard that over the years, but we're gonna ask you to stand by, Stephanie. We're going to ask you to stand by. Monica, let me bring you in. Monica, I've got to bring you in here. And tonight's focus. Monica, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Walker.
Yes, Monica. Tonight's focus on Earl and Edith. This is a young couple, 21 years old, and they are totally confused because now they don't know whether to say anything to anybody if it's a holiday. What advice, if any, would you give this young couple? Then we're going to switch over to Miss Bev and then bring Miss Cross back in with the same question. What do you say to anybody now? I mean, this is a young couple, and it can certainly – and, you know, Stephanie brought some valid points in. And, you know, certainly if someone says that I'm offended, then you're not going to stand in their face and say, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, like a bully, so to speak. So what do you say, Miss Monica, if anything?
I honestly would encourage them to do some research, you know, to get some facts and to understand, you know, more about what they are not understanding. And you know, it's love that makes the world go round. And I would get in trouble with my family because they would tell me, you know, how do you know that person? And everybody's different. You know, everybody's different. But, you know, I don't have to know you to talk to you and to try to build a relationship. If you're unwilling, then, you know, you have to respect people, because also I believe there's a time and place for everything. So what I would really encourage them to do is to do some research, because when you research something, you will have a better understanding of it, and then you will not be confused. Because even today I was telling somebody, blessed are they that read it and hear the word of this. You know, if you read, you will understand. If you take some time to search out something, and there's a Bible scripture that I love that also said, search the scriptures, for in them he thinks he have life, for they are they which testify of me. I would encourage them to do some research and learn the facts so they will not be confused.
Okay, well, see, now, Ms. Monica, that becomes very difficult because you're saying research. I mean, are you going to research for 30 people on your job when you don't really probably know much about their character? And the holidays come around every so often. And when you're doing that research, for what purpose does that serve? I mean, it can be temporary knowledge of something, or it can go into the long-term memory, you know, if it's redundant and repetitive all of a sudden. But is it really necessary? And I want to bring Stephanie back in a moment, because if someone just says, well, I don't celebrate it, I think the form for that would be, you know what, let me just wish people well or good morning. Just be generic like we do. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know, even though it's a holiday. And unless they say it to you and you're not offended by it, then you reciprocate that. Ms. Bev, let me bring you in. How do you feel about that? If someone is saying that to you and you are not offended by it, they say Happy Thanksgiving, then would the general consent be for you to say Happy Thanksgiving back or Merry Christmas back? What do you think?
Well, you know, I love what, was that Ms. Cross or Monica? I'm not sure which one.
What did they say?
She said, there's a time and place for everything.
Okay, one of them said, it could have been me and Ms. Cross, one of them, but the one of the callers said,
I love that response. Now, your question is, should I say Merry Christmas or whatever,
or
back to the person?
Back to the person, right.
Well, obviously there is no, it's not a yes or no question. I think a person should say what he or she feels they should say. And
okay, well,
maybe,
Ms. Bell, but I'm asking you a direct question. Let me redress it again. If you have no problem with celebrating Thanksgiving or Christmas, and someone says to you, they say, oh, Bev, Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. If that's not offensive to you and you celebrate those, and even if you don't, but it's not offensive, but let's just say you do celebrate it, is the response from you going to be, oh, thank you, Happy Thanksgiving to you or Merry Christmas to you? That's a yes or no.
I understand what you're asking. Well,
okay, if I said to you, like today is Thanksgiving, let me ask you this question. Let me put it this way. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas? Let me just ask you.
I do.
Okay,
I do.
So if I said to you today, oh, happy, and you know me, let's say you know me, and I said to you, oh, happy, I see you, we work together, and on the job, and I say, oh, good morning, Happy Thanksgiving, Beverly, and what would you say?
I would probably say Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in and ask you the question, same question, Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, let me just begin by asking you, do you celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving? Ms. Cross, you might have us on mute. All right. I don't know what's going on tonight. All right, let's go to 786-489. All right, who do we have with us and welcome this evening?
This is Steve. How you doing?
Okay, Steve. Thank you for joining us, Steve. Steve, I mean, you're on the show tonight. I don't know whether to say Happy Thanksgiving because I don't want you to, you know, curse me out or anything because, you know, our story tonight said that people are offended, so they'd rather say Happy Holidays or don't say anything at all. Steve, and what is appropriate to say to you if I said Happy Thanksgiving? Would you be offended?
No, I wouldn't be offended for Thanksgiving, you know, because I say Happy Thanksgiving to people, but during Christmas time, I say Happy Holidays.
Okay.
You know, so
tell us
Thanksgiving
why you say
is American history, huh?
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Educate us.
Thanksgiving is, you know, way back from the pilgrims that started in this country, you know, giving
right.
of the pilgrims, the Indians, and the people who came from Europe and all that kind of good stuff. They feasted and stuff like that. Then the Indians got slaughtered, okay? That's all that. They got slaughtered. Thanksgiving is really like Christmas is about the birth of Christ, which things started over in another country. People got Americanized, and they brought it over here to the United States. So you got a lot of, you know, questions about, well, is it Christ's thing, or who's this Jesus Christ, or who is Yahshua, and what's going on with this? Is this real? But you got history with Thanksgiving because it started in this country. You know, you got a better trail than you have for Christmas because, you know, they say Christ was born, but Christ, the research I've done It was probably in the spring time when Christ was actually born. It was a springtime from the theologians and people I talked about. But there is a big difference. So I say happy holidays during the Christmas season and happy Thanksgiving during November.
That's the way I work it out. Right. Stephen, it's interesting that you're mentioning the birth of Christ, and the traditions have been noted as December 25th. And your research indicates the spring that Christ was born. My research, surprisingly, and see, this is why we have such deviation in interpretation of things, because my research indicates that Christ is likely to have been born during the fall of the year, around October. Mm-hmm. And yours indicates around the spring, which is earlier in the year, and mine is later in the year in October. So we don't know, because we weren't there. It's just imagine, and we don't. I don't know what you're studying or researching, just like you don't know what I'm studying or researching. But then, who's right? We don't know.
Yeah, because it was a big secret. Because you know, it was basically a big secret for that. Wasn't nobody supposed to know? So you know, it was a big secret. They followed the star, and it landed in Bethlehem, and it was a big secret about it. It wasn't publicized when this baby was born. You know, they didn't have no right month or stuff, so we just try to research and do the best we can.
Right, that's it. That's it. And that's with everything that we have. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, are you there? Ms. Cross?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Walker.
Ms. Cross, you disappeared on us. We've been trying to get you.
It was on mute. I apologize.
Okay, yeah. So, Ms. Cross, if you celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas, is that right?
I do.
Okay, so if someone were to say to you in the morning, if you're a coworker like Earl and Edith on their job, and Earl or Edith worked with you and they just simply said, oh, good morning, happy Thanksgiving, what are you likely to respond to them if you celebrated Thanksgiving and Christmas? And they say, happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. What's your likely response?
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You know,
and that's.
Because I would assume that if they're saying it to me, that they celebrated as well.
Wait, say that again?
No, I was saying I would assume that if they're greeting me that way, that they celebrate the holidays as well.
Right. Ms. Cross, since you mentioned Kwanzaa earlier, and I talked about the Afrocentric component of Kwanzaa, I didn't go into detail, and Kwanzaa is celebrated over several days, I believe 7 days. You want to, Monica was not familiar with it. You want to just break it down for her?
To be honest, I'm really not either. I've definitely heard about it throughout the years, but no, I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage all of our listeners on the program tonight to look at Kwanzaa, spelled K-W-A-N-Z-A, Kwanzaa. K. Why do I keep wanting to put Kwanzaa with a Q? It's K-W-A-N-Z-A. It has to do, it's Afrocentric, and I believe it's celebrated for a 7-day period. Stephen, let me bring you in. You know much about Kwanzaa?
Well, my brother knows a lot about it, but I know it's 7 days and seven things to it, and each day means something. I get a lot of information from my brother, but I'm not coerced with it, but it's something, celebrate.
Right. We've got about 12 minutes. Stephanie, let's bring you back in. Stephanie, are you there?
Yeah,
all right,
I'm
Stephanie,
here.
Okay, Stephanie, have you celebrated Kwanzaa before or participated with anyone who has?
I have celebrated it before, but I'm not really into it. I mean, I've celebrated a couple of years before. I just know it has seven symbols. It's celebrated over 7 days. And each day represents like a different symbol or something. And, you know, of course, that they dress up with the African attire on the first day. So, and they light the candles. Maybe one day it's fruit, one day it's corn, one day it's candle holders or something to that effect. I'm not really familiar. But I wanted to go back to something I think the young man mentioned about. When you mentioned to him about, you know, would you get offended if I said Merry Christmas to you? And he said, no, One thing I wouldn't get offended if I didn't celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving and someone said to me, Happy Thanksgiving or Happy Christmas, I wouldn't get offended. It's pretty much like I don't get into the fact of the day people say Jesus Christ was born on December 25th. Now, there's no real, I've read the Bible and I've never really come across that date. So I don't really know where we get that date from, but I don't get into
right.
it with people about that. You know, when I mm-hmm. can say, you know, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, but I don't say, oh, this is the day Jesus was born. Now, I don't get into that.
Yeah.
When people mention that, I just listen. I don't really
right.
debate them on that because I know in my heart I don't believe that. But I just think just like Santa Claus and the reindeers and all that is fictitious. So is the date. So
are you telling me there's no Santa Claus and all this time I've been believing in Santa Claus?
I would hope not, but no, there is no Santa Claus.
There is no Santa Claus. Oh my.
No, there is
oh,
no
my.
Santa Claus.
No. So all this time I've been believing in Santa Claus. So where do my gifts come from when I wish certain things? So that's why I don't get everything I want. Is that right?
Right. That's probably
there is no...
why you don't get what you want, because of the fact that if he couldn't get to everybody, so he's not really getting to anybody.
So wait a minute. Is Santa Claus deceiving all of these children out here? You know, people wait in line in the cold with their children to go sit on Santa Claus' lap or his knee or something.
Yeah.
And they say, and I saw a movie once where this kid won like 15 things, and Santa Claus wanted to throw him out the window somewhere.
Yeah. The beauty of that is that at least the kids grow up and they realize that that's not true. Santa Claus is mommy and daddy. But, you know, I guess when you're a child, it's okay to believe in that, but you know,
okay,
you know,
that's
it's not something
world.
That
I get it.
Yeah,
that's part of our reality.
True.
It's a fantasy world. So now I get it. Finally, when Michael Jackson sang the song, I saw mommy kissing who?
Kissing Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. So it was his father
mm-hmm.
or some other.
Right.
Could it have been some other man, not his daddy?
It could have been the milkman.
It could have been the milkman. We're gonna ask you to stand by. We're going to actually stand back.
Yeah,
we're going to take
problem.
Some of the comments. We're about 5 minutes before we bring the show to a close tonight. Let me just take some of the comments that will come into the studio. And, Stephanie, let's start with you and respond to this
okay.
in 15 seconds or less. This female, she
okay.
said, I think it's – she says, why do some people wish you a happy holiday as opposed to a happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas? I think it's a way of being cautious and not offending
mm-hmm.
anyone, as Ms. Bev said earlier. So people just say
right.
happy holidays to stay on
right.
the safe side. Stephanie, quickly, what do you think? That stay on the safe side. Happy holidays.
I kind of, you know, agree that we've gotten out of control with this trying to be cautious and not offend people. However,
right.
if I don't see anything wrong with it. I would say happy holidays if I thought I was offending somebody. Because that's not
right.
that wouldn't be my goal. So yes, I would.
All right, we're gonna actually stand by Ms. Bell. Let's go to you with the next comment. This male, he writes in. He says, "I guess I'm old school because I basically wish people the current holiday of whatever it is. Otherwise, just do what we've always done at other times year round and just say hello or good morning, good afternoon or good evening, and keep it all that. What do you think, Ms. Bell?" Don't say anything. Just say, hey, good morning. I don't, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or Halloween. Happy Halloween. Is that what they say?
Yeah. They say happy Halloween.
Thank you. Thank you.
Say happy Halloween. Wow. Happy Halloween. Happy, happy. Okay. But anyway, Ms. Bev, so just say good morning.
Yep.
Well,
okay.
I think that his response is a good one. As I was saying before, I think you should just say what comes to mind. And I wanted to point out that I don't want people to think that I'm telling them they should go and ask the person, well, why? You know, why don't you celebrate a certain holiday?
But yeah, Ms. Bev, you're going to get people, you know, cursed out.
I know. But what I intended to get across was that we should think about why, you know, as opposed to just judging, you know, why a person might feel that way. But think about
it. All right. That's interesting.
I don't know if I
you know, for me, yeah, and for me, everything doesn't require a response. And I kind of agree with what Stephanie was saying earlier. If somebody just says, well, I don't say that, celebrate that, then you know what? I don't even care. And it's almost like, you know, I don't even care. I just thought I was being pleasant. And I can just go on from there and just say good morning. Okay, have a good day. Something along those lines. Rather than having a confrontation with someone or wondering why they don't celebrate it, I don't even care to know. I'm not feeling them like that, and I don't mean any disrespect. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go here. Stephen, let's give you this next comment. We've got 3 minutes, and they're threatening me over here. Stephen, let's take this next comment. This female, she writes in, she says, it seems like people are generally in a happier mood during the holidays, and I personally don't think it's offensive to say Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas, even if others don't celebrate the holiday or the season. Stephen, what do you say to that? She don't think it's offensive. I mean, that's just her.
Yeah, she may, you know, a lot of places, you're in America, you're in the United States of America, these are American holidays. Where people get offensive of is when they run into, if you don't know a person is Jewish or follow the Jewish faith. And see, that's where people kind of say happy holidays, because if you're around Jewish people, because it's not a holiday for them. You know, they just celebrate because they're in America. You know, Jews have a whole new different rim of special holy days and holidays. But happy holidays is just simple if you don't know the person. But Merry Christmas is more serious than Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is an American holiday. You know,
We know the tradition of that. Shoot, all of this information has almost got me, Stephanie. I'm thinking about starting my own holidays.
Well, I mean, what are we going to it's nothing wrong with that, but I agree with just like the man said. The major, like saying happy holidays or Merry Christmas to the Jews, but if I don't know that you're Jewish and you don't
have
a sign saying, oh, I'm Jew, then if like this morning when I did my morning run, everybody that I passed, I just said Happy Thanksgiving. I didn't look at their faces to see if they were going to react.
Right.
I didn't look back to see if they were going to be offended or not. I just said what I had to say and kept it moving. That was my way of being courteous and speaking.
Right.
So
it's better. Yeah, and that's nice. That is nice. Ms. Monica, let's bring you in for this next comment. And Ms. Cross, we're going to give you the final comment. Let's bring you in. Let me find that next comment. Ms. Monica here, she says, I've wondered the same thing and felt that it does not give you a specific wish for the specific holiday that you may be celebrating. I've wondered the same thing. Why do some people wish you a happy holiday as opposed to a Merry Christmas? That's what she's saying. I've wondered the same thing and felt that it does not give you a specific wish for the specific holiday that you may be celebrating. Monica, what do you make out of that? There's no specific wish. I mean, would you say to somebody happy Halloween, Monica?
No, I wouldn't say happy Halloween, because I have a little understanding of what Halloween is all about. I would say happy Thanksgiving, because I have some knowledge of Thanksgiving.
Right.
I heard about Christmas, but unfortunately, I'm not in agreement with you by saying you don't care. What I do care, because I really love people, and it's one of my passions to, you know, I really know that all of us have to come to the conclusion of the whole matter. So I try to befriend people so I could share with them the truth of the word, because that's the only way we can be free.
Right. So, Ms. Monica, let me ask you this question, and I certainly respect the fact that you disagree, and that's what this show is about. It's agreeing to disagree, and I love the fact that you don't, but I know that you love the show. So, Monica, let me just ask you this question. So if someone just feels that they just didn't like you because you don't celebrate Halloween, how important is that? Because you love people so much, wouldn't you be offended because that person doesn't like you anymore because you don't celebrate Halloween? Would that really matter to you, how they feel about you?
Well, if you're talking about relationship, it can't matter because you cannot decide for people. People decide for themselves whether they want to like you or not. But my intention is to be a friend, to develop a relationship,
right, right,
so we both can come to a mutual understanding. And one
but
of my favorite texts I would like to say, sorry, Dr. Walker.
That's right. Go ahead.
You know, this is something I've been praying over the years. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation,
right,
by prayer and petition,
your prayer and
supplication, present
right
your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
Awesome.
Amen.
I'm quite familiar
Amen.
With that. I'm
Amen.
Very familiar with that. So, once again, Monica, just quickly here. So, are you telling me that if you don't celebrate Halloween and someone, and you don't have a relationship with them, but a coworker, and they start to feel ill about you, will that really matter to you?
Of course it would matter to me, but I would have to deal with this situation in a respectful, you know, kind manner, and wait for the right time when, you know, we can both.
Wow.
Like another one of my Isaiah.
Okay, we're
going to
ask you to hold that text for tomorrow night, because we're gonna have a kind of a part two for this one. So because we're running out of time now, and we're going to ask you to hold that one, because I would love to hear from you. Will you join us tomorrow night, and you can bring that one and more, would you?
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. We know that you love the show, and we love you for loving the show. But we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, we're clearly out of time. Ms. Bev, did you have a final word before Ms. Cross comes on and closes out? And I've got to give her the last comment that came in. Ms. Bev, let's bring you in. Did you have a final comment as our featured guest this evening? Just to tell our listening audience, you know, your thoughts on Happy Holiday versus Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas.
Well, my final thoughts are just to be respectful to one another, and be slow to judge, fast to think.
All right. Okay.
And I think it was
I
a
like
great
that.
Show. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Ms. Cross, we're going to give you the last comment, and we are clearly out of time over here. Let me go to the last comment. This female writes in, this male, he says, if you ask me, I think it's all about the economics. Why do people wish you a happy holiday as opposed to Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas? It's all about the economics. Just another way of causing people to go deeper in debt. But to speak to the question, I think the culture of the holidays are changing, and people don't seem to be into it like they did years past. I know people who don't even say good morning, and they simply say morning, or they simply say afternoon, or simply say evening. I guess they don't see the good in any of it. Ms. Craw, help us and bring us home tonight.
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep.
You know,
that's deep. That's really deep.
And, you know, I think that it's definitely, you know, I feel like the holiday time, a lot of times people focus on, you know, who was celebrated, what's not celebrated. I really see it as a time of, you know, of course I'm a Christian, so I do see it as a time of, you know, celebrating Jesus Christ, even though I don't believe that's when he was born either. But at the end of the day, that is what I use. You know, I do jump on that, you know, that bandwagon. But overall, I do see the holidays as a time to spend with family. As a time to reflect on what is actually really important in life, understanding that love is actually one of the greatest things that God gave us the ability to do. So our ability to receive it, our ability to give it. So, you know, and you know, just his concept of people not even saying, putting the good before, you know, a good morning, that just shows that our world needs a lot of love and a lot of healing, because I think it's just a time of things going on in this world that's a little too dark for me. But I think we definitely should take the holidays, as we know it, as Christians, as people who love God and love each other, to just, you know, celebrate ourselves and celebrate each other.
All right. That's an awesome thought. That's an awesome closeout. Listen, we're completely out of time. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Special thanks also to our featured guest, Ms. Bev, for joining us, taking time out of her busy schedule. And we're going to ask all of you all, if you would, to tell your friends about our show. Join us back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for your one-hour inspirational program, which will be followed by a brief Bible study. If you really want to learn a lot of things tomorrow night, that's when you call in, and you can certainly be filled with a lot of stuff, because we have people who are doing research, and we encourage everybody to research things for yourself. Don't just take anybody's word for anything. And of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's show, join us back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Dr. Walker.
Good night. Good night.